Hey everybody, got a little bit of a different thing going on today. It's Monday. Thought I would do a little, you could commute to work with me thing this week. So we're leaving the, Jesus Christ. As we all know, I'm pretty strong at the mornings. That's my time. My time to shine. There's this comic book with this guy in it. I wish I could remember his name. It's some really stupid, like, Max Damage or something like that. Which is idiotic. Am I to believe that his name is either Maximum Damage, which is insane, or Maximilian Damage, which is not as insane in one way, but more insane in another way? I mean, if your last name is Damage, just name your son, I don't know, Samuel. Something. He's got enough name to go around already. You don't have to name him Max Damage. It's not as cute as you think. But anyway, his deal is, the longer he stays up, the more powerful he becomes, right? So when he first wakes up in the morning, he's like a normal dude. And then if he stays up for, let's say, 24 hours, all of a sudden, he's like the most powerful guy on the earth. You know, he's Superman or whatever. I think I kind of feel like that a lot of times. Wake up in the morning, I feel ill, not well, sick, flued. And then, you know, as the day goes on, halfway through the day, I'm just thinking, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm just going to go home and go to bed at like 5. Just go straight to bed. And then 5 rolls around, and I'm like, eh, I feel alright. Maybe I'll do something and then go to bed. And then, it gets to be about 10. I feel great. You know, I'm ready to call people and hang out or do whatever. Do a, drunken podcast, for example, just say. So this is kind of a problem for me. Having these mornings happen all the time. The other thing is I'm not, sleeping is a weird thing for me because, my optimum amount is definitely more than 8 hours. It's probably 9. I'd say if I sleep 9, I feel great. If I sleep more than 9, it's usually because I didn't sleep enough the last several days. So, I don't always feel great, but 9 is about right. But also, 7 works. 7 is also fine. 8, for some reason, I feel like garbage. And I don't know why. There's something to do with these cycles or whatnot, where 8 just puts me right in the middle of some kind of a sleep stroll cycle that I don't want to be a part of. I don't really understand. I'll just lay off the science here, because clearly I don't understand science one bit. But either 7 or 9, I slept 8 last night. So, that's good. Health-wise, that should be fine. But soul-wise, I feel terrible. We're at this stoplight here. It's funny about... It's like when I went to school, there was one stoplight that, there's more than one that I hit, but there's one that really made the difference between being late and on time. Because it was one where, I was going the way where it didn't stay green very long. So sometimes I'd have to wait 2 seconds. Hey, everybody. Got a little bit of a different thing going on today. It's Monday. Thought I would do a little, you could commute to work with me thing this week. So we're leaving the, Jesus Christ. As we all know, I'm pretty strong at the mornings. That's my time. My time to shine. There's this, comic book with this guy in it. I wish I could remember his name. It's some really stupid, like, Max Damage or something like that. Which is idiotic. Am I to believe that his name is either Maximum Damage, which is insane, or Maximilian Damage, which is not as insane in one way, but more insane in another way. I mean, if your last name is Damage, just name your son, I don't know, Samuel. Something. He's got enough name to go around already. You don't have to name him Max Damage. It's not as cute as you think. But anyway, his deal is, the longer he stays up, the more powerful he becomes, right? So when he first wakes up in the morning, he's like a normal dude. And then if he stays up for, let's say, 24 hours, all of a sudden he's like the most powerful guy on the earth. You know, he's Superman or whatever. I think I kind of feel like that a lot of times. Wake up in the morning, I feel ill, not well, sick, flued. And then, you know, as the day goes on, halfway through the day, I'm just thinking, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm just going to go home and go to bed at like 5. Just go straight to bed. And then 5 rolls around and I'm like, eh, I feel all right. Maybe I'll do something and then go to bed. And then, you know, it gets to be about 10. I feel great. You know, I'm ready to call people and hang out or do whatever. Do a, you know, drunken podcast, for example, just say. So this is kind of a problem for me, having these mornings happen all the time. The other thing is I'm not, you know, sleeping is a weird thing for me because, you know, my optimum amount is definitely more than 8 hours. It's probably 9. I'd say if I sleep 9, I feel great. You know, if I sleep more than 9, it's usually because I didn't sleep enough the last several days. So, you know, I don't always feel great, but 9 is about right. But also, 7 works. 7 is also fine. 8, for some reason, I feel like garbage. And I don't know why. There's something to do with these cycles or whatnot, where 8 just puts me right in the middle of some kind of a sleep stroll cycle that I don't want to be a part of. I don't really understand. I'll just lay off the science here, because clearly I don't understand science one bit. But either 7 or 9, I slept 8 last night. So, I mean, that's good. Health-wise, that should be fine. But soul-wise, I feel terrible. We're at this stoplight here. You know what's funny about... It's like when I went to school, there was one stoplight that, you know, there's more than one that I hit, but there was one that really made the difference between being late and on time. Because it was one where, you know, I was going the way where it didn't stay green very long. So sometimes I'd have to wait 2 cycles of the same light. Which, you know, then I was obviously going to be late to class if I had to do that. It's kind of the same deal going to work as an adult. I mean, it's 10 years later. There's one stoplight that's kind of long if you're going the wrong way. A little overly long, in Peter's opinion. And if I hit it, I'll probably be late for work, but if I don't, I'll be fine. It's, you know, because there's nothing to make up on the way, really. It's either going to be a 15-minute drive or a 10-minute drive. There's no middle ground here. There's no way I can hit that light and then just speed the rest of the way and make up the time. Just fucked, man. I don't know. Thought I would I feel like at some point most people grow out of these sorts of problems. You know, like, I don't remember my parents dashing out the door to be to work on time. I kind of feel like, I mean, my mom would, God, she would get up and she'd just be sitting on the floor reading the newspaper for what seemed like all day. And then she'd be like, well, okay, I'm ready to go to work, you know. It's just like, all right, well, glad you got your decompression time at the beginning of the day there. That must be nice. But not my thing, really. That's not how I roll. I like to get up at the last possible moment, then sleep 10 more moments. Minutes. Then, you know, rush through everything and be a couple minutes late. That's kind of my That's my thing. That's how I like to live my life, I guess. Or how I do. I don't know if I like it. I'm sure I don't like it, but here we are. I guess if I hated it enough, I would just not do it, right? That's kind of the answer. Alright, well, I'm hitting the parking lot here. So I guess I will talk to you guys later. Happy Monday, huh? We're on the ride home. We made it. Monday is over. It's cloudy. Managed to stay cloudy almost all day, which is a plus. I'm looking forward to hearing if the timbre of my voice is different in the afternoon instead of the morning. I feel much better. I feel clearer, yet dizzy. You know, the euphoria of going home for the whole day. Mondays are just, I mean, it's the most overdone thing in the world, right? How terrible Mondays are. I don't understand why no one's done anything to fix this. Why have we not canceled Monday yet? Everyone's like, oh, Mondays! So terrible, even cartoon cats fucking hate them, you know what I mean? Yet we haven't done anything to try and change this situation, to try and up the ante and make our weeks nicer and just say, fuck Monday. Why don't we just have every Monday off? You know, something. I mean, I know what a lot of people would say is they're like, oh, if we had a 3-day weekend, then we'd just want a 4-day weekend, which is, of course we would. Of course we would. I don't know. I think it'd be worth a try. I wish one of these innovative companies, like if I ran a company, I would like to say, all right, guys, here's the situation. I think what we could do is you guys could do the same amount of work in 4 days that you do in 5 days. Perhaps even 3, but let's not push it. Let's go for 4. So what we're going to do is basically just be closed on Monday. But if I don't notice a drop in the workflow, I mean, if I'm getting my questions answered when I need to, if everything's fine, then we don't need to worry about it. We're just going to forget about Monday. I mean, just us as a company, we don't need it. Because we don't. We don't need it. Somebody just decided, like, okay, 5-to-2 ratio, that seems about right. And you know, the thing is, you know the 5-day work week was probably decided by some evil industrious guy who's running a ball bearing factory and making kids work in there and get crushed by mountains of ball bearings because they're supposed to count them. And they're all just dressed like Tiny Tim, counting them. 1, 2... And, oh, no, as, you know, another ball bearing crushes his other leg. And he has to make a homemade crutch out of what looks to be a crutch. I mean, they always, you know, Tiny Tim always had a crutch. But it looked to be like maybe he took a regular-sized crutch and cut part of it off and just made another crutch or something like that. It still looked pretty professional. Usually had a wing nut on it, which I feel like they didn't have back then. Or certainly if Tiny Tim had that, I would think his factory boss would be like, fuck you. Give me that wing nut. I could use that for something. I run a factory, you bastard. Not just some idiot on a crutch who's just like, thinks he has deserving access to wing nuts all day. Anyway, that's my point. I just think that the 5-day work week thing, you know, I'm not trying to be some kind of revolutionary here. You guys know me better than that. I'm not into politics. I just put up a thing right before I left, and it was my political stance, which is Hagar, 2012. Hagar from Final Fight. He's my favorite politician. Here's why. I mean, if just once I heard, like, let's say Detroit. You know, the mayor of Detroit, that city's gone to shit, and his daughter was kidnapped. So what did he do? You know, did he get on TV and make an impassioned plea, or did he try and pull together a ransom of some kind, put together an investigative force, or did he go out in his business pants and shoes, but with no shirt and some kind of a wrestling strap across his shoulder, and just start beating the shit out of punks? Just once, I would like to hear the plot of a video game happened in real life. You know what I mean? Oh, there was a mild-mannered plumber who was going about his business, plunging a toilet that was clogged with God knows what. You know it's not going to be good. Cursing his life. He got sucked down a pipe and ended up in a subterranean world ruled by an evil dinosaur, and he had to save a princess. I mean, how? That would change everything. Everything we knew would be different after that. You know, he could eat a mushroom and turn larger. I mean, you could get extra lives. You could have an extra life. That would be incredible. I don't know how it would work as far as if there'd be some kind of a murder. You know, like in these Mario games, it seems like the way they try to pitch it is Bowser is this evil bastard dinosaur, and then, you know, he's got his minions, the Koopa Troopa guys and the Goombas and all that. But I feel like the ending of the game, you know, it'll show the credits. It kind of makes it seem like the bad guys were maybe just hanging out in their own environment and unwillingly going along with this plan of, you know, let's fight Mario. Like, they don't really seem to have a lot of malice towards Mario. They just seem to sort of be in that place, and then Bowser is like, well, you better kill him or I'll kill you. And they say, all right, well, if those are my options, I'll, you know, walk towards him slowly and see what happens. I will stand on this platform and walk back and forth and perhaps die, perhaps not. But that's really the limit of my abilities as a turtle, is to just walk the same line back and forth, and then hopefully he'll pass and time a jump wrong. I mean, I guess it's, you know, Bowser, what you've got set up here is pretty good. I don't, you know, he's got to jump 15 feet onto a platform, and then from that platform another 15 feet onto a rotating mushroom swirl or something. So, I don't know, I think you've got a pretty good setup, but if you feel like you need my involvement, I'll do what I can. I'll lend a hand here. I mean, do I still get to keep my regular job? Can you tell me? I'm in World 3 here. He's starting out in World 1, I assume. So we could probably get a heads up and not have to just hang out on this platform 24/7, right? I mean, my kids are just at home. They'd like to have a dad of some kind. Work's not easy. Even for turtle men, I guess. That's the lesson here. Well, happy Monday. See you guys tomorrow for Tuesday, the not worst day of the week, but strong contender. Well, there's Tuesday. Happy, hello, good morning to Tuesday. You know, big flaw in this plan, this recording, the mornings thing that I didn't anticipate is that, you know, I usually have my coffee on the way to work here. Some get started. But, you know, I can't because I have to record this and hold this and not vehicular homicide anybody on the way to work. So it's kind of a blend of difficult tasks going on here. There's little kids riding these bikes out here. I don't know. Can't tell if this guy behind them is their dad or just, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, it's going to be a problem because I enjoy the coffee. I don't understand. I guess I don't understand adults who don't drink coffee, because it's kind of like, I mean, there's like 100 things, right, that when you were a young kid you did not like the taste of. I mean, basically anything that adults are supposed to have, right, kids hate. I mean, I guess I still don't like wine, but God, did I try. And I don't need wine, because it's like, well, you've got, when it comes to booze, you've got 5 million options, you know. And I feel like if I got to a level where I had to have wine, if wine was the only booze selection available, I think I could make it work. It would be unhappy. I mean, I can't really imagine drinking you know, a nice glass of wine at a baseball game or something. I mean, I don't really spend a lot of time imagining baseball games. Or, you know, being at a bar and just being like, yeah, I'll have a wine and, you know, a round of shots of wine for the table. No one's going to do that. But if it happened, I could manage. I could make do. You know, I feel like I could come to enjoy wine, given the necessity. But that's the thing. So, okay, you don't like coffee. Well, what's the alternative? I mean, there's really no alternative, right? There's nothing that does the same stuff, you know, that's a legal drug, anyway, that's as inexpensive. I mean, it's not inexpensive, but it's inexpensive enough, considering what it does for you. Makes you feel alive. And, you know, I don't know, what, you can have a Coke or something? That's not good. I can't imagine drinking a Coke first thing in the morning. I don't know what would happen to me, you know. I feel like I would go through a transformation sequence. Like, who's that guy? Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Him. But, oh my god, there's some kind of, like, a goo on my steering wheel here. Just a white goo. I have no idea what the... What the hell is that? I don't know what the origin of this goo is. It's kind of disturbing, actually. Because, I don't... It's like lotion, but I don't use lotion. It's just right in the middle of the steering wheel. I didn't even notice. I'm halfway to work already. What the fuck? I mean, I guess it's a good thing it's not everywhere. Should I smell it? See? It doesn't smell like anything. Well, that's, you know... I guess I could taste it. I shouldn't taste it. I'm going to. Looks like Elmer's glue, kinda. Huh. Oh, it's toothpaste. It's definitely toothpaste. Well, that solves... Ugh. That solves the mystery of what it is. What it's doing in the middle of my steering wheel, however, still remains a mystery. Maybe I'm going to have to think about this today. May have to spend my entire day creating some kind of a flowchart. And one of those cool things where they set up the strings to show where the bullets go on the cop shows. It's maybe more interesting than anything I had on tap for the work day. Anyway, I don't know, start drinking coffee, man. You'll like it. You probably didn't like beer when you were one, you know? You don't like coffee when you're 20 because you didn't start. But it's going to get embarrassing. It's going to be... You don't want to be 50 and be like, ooh, gross, you know? You want to be like, yeah, I drink black coffee. And I prefer it from the truck stop, if that's at all possible. Because they don't wash their stuff. So it's got a good coffee essence to it that I really prefer. And this is hard. I'm trying to drive and talk into this thing and clean up toothpaste off the steering wheel here. It's not going well, as you can imagine. I'm trying to clean it off with a post-it note. Tuesday's going well so far, I think, is the overarching message of today so far, is that Tuesday... is pretty great. I can only imagine great things coming from here on out with toothpaste wheel and you know, no coffee morning time. I can't really imagine how this could go south, you know? Alright. Well, I'm about here. So I'm gonna let you guys go. Happy Tuesday. And I'll talk to you this afternoon. Well, it's Tuesday afternoon evening. I'm going home from work. Ugh. Tuesday was long, guys, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know what it is about. Some days they just fly by. They just fucking fly by like a 747 engine all by itself with no plane attached. They just shoot on past you. Other days fly by like a 747 regular, which is faster than driving, but not as fast. I mean, plane travel does seem fast, right? Relatively. But then, you know, if you've ever flown somewhere, if you've ever flown to Europe or one of those fancy places, you'll be sitting on there for, you know, 11 hours or something, and the whole time all you're really thinking is, like, I can't fucking believe this takes 11 hours still. You know, in 2012. I mean, how... We can't beam anybody anywhere yet. We can't... You know, I don't know. I don't know who decided the Concorde was not cool. I thought it was cool. I mean, I blame rich people, because if I understand right, people weren't really using it, but I would have used that shit if I was rich enough. I mean, I couldn't afford it. But if rich people could afford it, if you have the money, if you have a lot of money, the only commodity you really have left is personal time, so you might as well fucking... You basically could buy hours of your life back. Why you wouldn't do that, I don't know. I just don't know. I gotta drive right now downtown. The gym I go to is closed for the week. Which is, you know, I'm not super attached to this gym, I gotta say. You know, it's got its problems. But, I mean, the nice thing about going somewhere, it's, you know, it's the devil, you know, kind of thing. But you know where the shit is, you know what's there, you know what to expect. You don't have to spend a lot of time fucking around, just looking around, trying to figure out where you should be and what you should be doing. I feel like, you know, when I go to a new place, I have to sort of walk around, wander around, figure out what the hell's going on at this joint, you know what I mean? It just doesn't... I don't know. You just want to go there and do the things you have to do and leave. You don't want to, I don't know, dick around forever. It's like when I had to go take, you know, the GRE, the test for graduate school, right? You had to go to this strip mall in Longmont and get all ready to go and everything. And, you know, when I was going there, I was just like, God damn it. Like, I don't want to... You know, I got a little lost, and it wasn't a big deal, and it's not like I was never going to get home again. But I was just like, I don't even really want to do this. So I got to get there, get this fucking taken care of, and get the hell out of here. You know? It's all I wanted to do. So even being lost for 5 minutes seemed like possibly the worst thing that had ever happened to me at that time. So it's kind of like this, you know? I just want to go do the stuff and then be done. But, you know, it may not work out that way. I might not have that option available to me, which is, you know, fucked up, right? You want to just be able to live your life. Do the things you want to do. I don't know, man. I feel really blown out. Blew out, if you will. From the day. I was talking... It's a long story how this all came about, but let's just pretend. I'm wondering about buying underpants, male versus female, because I feel like there's a distinct thing here. As a guy, I don't really go... Well, I've never, to my knowledge, bought one pair of underwear, whether it be boxer shorts or whatever. For the most part, you get like 3 or 4 in a pack, or, you know... Probably any more than that is a bad idea, but you get multiples, is what I'm saying. You know, you could get the special ones, I guess. I don't know. I don't really need, like, Super Mario boxer shorts or something like that. I mean, that somehow... That seems silly to me, right? Not that it's my primary concern, but I have trouble pulling down my pants while with a lady to reveal Super Mario. That seems odd to me somehow. Or, you know, just weird hearts or something. I don't know. I don't even know what's on. What are people wearing on their boxer shorts? And that's another thing. I mean, is that... are you promoting that? Are you into that? If I have Super Mario boxer shorts, does that mean I like Super Mario? Or does it mean, you know, he's going to live near my butt crack? And the only use I have for Super Mario is he covers my genitalia because it's societally required. You know what I mean? It's a weird line that I don't fully grasp. But anyway, the way it goes for me is that, you know, I'll buy, let's say I'm at where I'm at right now. I've got underpants. Eventually, I start to feel like more of these have holes that I'm comfortable with. This pair just rides up, whatever. I'm not happy. I'm going to just start fresh. So I basically get rid of all of them and start all new, you know. And you never buy as many. I mean, you should probably buy, I don't know, 40 pairs of underwear or something, and then you would never have to worry about running low. But, you know, you buy 12 because you're like, oh, that's enough for 2 weeks. When in reality, it's not even nearly, you know, you end up wearing more than one pair a day from time to time. Who knows if you get to your laundry? Maybe you do your laundry, but you don't do all of it. You know, and you end up leaving mostly underpants in the dirty clothes, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm down to 3 pairs. This is a bordering on an emergency situation. I mean, I guess the worst emergency is you just go underwearless, but I don't prefer that. I feel like ladies, though, are buying their underpants more piecemeal, one at a time. Is not unheard of, or maybe is the norm. You know, I would go that far. So I don't know, maybe you guys don't have as much problem. Here's what I wonder, the ultimate answer, or the ultimate question. Men will be wearing underwear, I think, and often have a pair or pairs that really, you know, if they could wave a magic wand and not have that pair anymore and exchange it for another one, I mean, really, every time they're wearing them, some point, they're like, when I get home, I'm throwing these in the fucking garbage. Okay? These are done. I don't even like these. It's not like I'm saving them for nostalgia. I just hate them. But you just have them, and then you run low, and that's what you wear. I'm not even saying this isn't my favorite. I'm saying I actively hate these. But I feel like ladies aren't doing that. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm totally wrong, but I wonder. That's my question, I guess. Do you have a pair of underpants that maybe has holes? Or you're just like, I've never liked these? Or do you just get rid of that stuff? Are you just smarter? I don't know, but now I'm home, so I'll just go in my apartment and think about it alone. And see if I can come up with an answer. I probably won't even remember this tomorrow morning, but if I do, you know, get ready for some further excitement. All right, see you guys tomorrow, Wednesday. Hey, it's Wednesday. This is, I thought about just lying, but it's 2:15 in the afternoon. I have to drive to a meeting far, far away. So I hope you all had a nice night of sleep. I had a terrible night's sleep. I had I have a dream that happens over and over. It's not the same, but the theme and the characters and the events are pretty similar. Basically, I live with my brother, my older brother, and, you know, he's been in the shower, and now I have to take a shower, and I go in there, and the entire thing is just, like, mold and black sludge. There was one where I swear to God it was like showering in a cave. You know, there were stalactites and stalagmites and stalagrites and lefts all over the place. So I had to... You know, in the dreams, I'm just like, I don't know if I can do this. Which, in real life, I would just clean it, probably. And then be furious at him, and we would have to have a discussion, because, you know, I need to be able to shower in an appropriate... I need to feel like when I go in the shower and then come out, that I'm cleaner than when I went in. You know, I can't be like... In the dream, I was thinking, this fungus is going to be all over my body. You know what I mean? I'm going to be screwed. I'm going to be very unhappy about this, I think, when it happens. I don't think the shower... I can't shower here. What am I going to do, you know? And I start making these alternative showering plans. Go to the gym or something like that, which is probably just as bad. Just because your eyes don't see it, don't mean it's not going to eat your flesh. Always remember that. It's a nice sign for deer for the next 9 miles. I don't know what a deer would be doing out here particularly. There's not much... Don't deer live in the woods? This is not a woods. This is just a big field, you know? Maybe it's not really deer they're worried about. Just loose barn cats and stuff like that, or owls or something. But they're like, eh, fuck, we can't make a different sign for every animal. But if they watch for deer, I mean, that's the same, right? It's not like I'm going to mow down a bear and be like, well, I mean, I was watching for deer, and I, you know, my eyes and my brain just skipped over the bear. What can you do? This is kind of your guys' fault. You should have had me looking out for the right things. I'll tell you that right now. But yeah, if there was a deer here, I feel like it would class up the place a little bit, I guess. Maybe they should talk about importing some deer. You know, instead of these just fields with wire and stuff. Deer must really be pissed off about all these fences, too. Let's just be thinking, why do they always gotta put up all these fences all over the place? I mean, it doesn't seem like they have too much trouble getting over them. But I would think that if it was me, I'd be like, you can't have a deer door. I mean, you can't make something maybe a cow can't fit through, but a deer could just walk through it. I don't really need to jump a fence every 10 minutes just because you feel like you need to delineate where your corn ends. I think it's pretty clear where your corn ends without the fence. So the least you could do is have a deer door, I would think. Wouldn't hurt to, like a dog or something could probably get out. I don't know. Kids running through your corn to escape a murder or commit a murder, depending on which horror film in particular we're talking about. That seems to be the two main uses of cornfields, as far as I can tell, number one's corn, number two, running from murder, number three, running to murder, number four, popcorn, which you could probably file under corn, but I don't know, I don't really consider it the same thing, right? It's not really the same product. If there were some way to make popcorn where you didn't actually have to grow corn, it just emerged from an assembly line as popped corn already with some kind of a weird glaze over it, I think that someone would go for that. I think that could happen. That's not completely out of the question industry-wise, I don't think. But what do I know, man? I don't know shit about this stuff. Farm stuff. You got these big sprinklers. I don't know. Seems like farmers do a lot of driving around, though. They're just driving up and down the field, which has got to be the most boring thing ever. I don't know why they can't make those tractors a little quicker. They seem fairly slow to my eyes. Anyway. Or I don't know, you know, why couldn't you... I don't know, and then they drive them on the road, too, and that's pretty annoying. Because, you know, you're like, oh, good, I'm stuck behind a tractor. It's going, I don't know, one. So, and it's on the highway, because, you know, this farmer lives in the middle of nowhere. Again, if he lived right next to the King Supers, it seems like he would have a much easier time getting his goods where they need to go, if you ask me. I don't, you know, where does he think he's taking them? I don't know, man. Ugh. Don't you hate when you get to a stop? There's like a four-way stop, and you can tell the other person makes a complete stop, and then they're watching you to make sure you stop all the way before they go. It's like, come on, man. I'm not just sliding through here. But if you could go, I'll be ready to go, and you'll still be sitting in the middle. That's frustrating for me. That's a problematic situation. A lot of driving problems lately, huh? Alright, well, I think I'm almost to my destination. But, I'll talk to you later. almost there, sort of. I say sort of because I have to work this weekend, which is bullshit. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's funny, I was going to set an alarm last night with some friends, and so I was going through my phone to set the alarm and everything. I was thinking it's a bad sign. You can tell what kind of person is. You can tell how a person relates to sleep if you go through their alarms. You can really learn a lot. Because going through my alarms, you know, it would be like 8:58, 9, 9:03, 9:04, 9:07, 9:11. You know, it seemed like a ridiculous number of alarms, you know, and there would be, I don't know, there was a 45-minute period there where I think there were 5 or 6 alarms of different potential times. And I don't have these on every night. It's saved in the phone, you know. Is anyone using just an alarm clock anymore, or is it all just on the phone? I don't know. I'd like to, if there was an alarm clock that worked as well as the phone, I think I'd prefer that, to be honest. I mean, the phone is handy, but I don't really need it right next to me, do I? I don't know. Maybe. It's possible. So yesterday, you know, I had to go do some commuting, like I was talking about, and I saw there's a great sign for, you know, it was a tobacco-free zone that I went by, you know, a school or something. And they had a picture of a cigarette stubbed out. And then they also, next to that, had a picture of a can of chew. And on the lid, it just said, no, in big letters, you know, with an exclamation point. I was thinking maybe that's just what they should do. They should just get those tobacco things and just put no on the top of them. I mean, why not? I don't know why. It seems like the basic message is just no. So why not just make it simpler? You know, you hear stuff, they're like, oh, we're going to put pictures of a diseased lung on there and stuff like that. Which I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about that. I think people are aware, right, that smoking is bad for you health-wise. I think they're aware. I think it's like a stress reduction thing that people do. So it's kind of unfair. You're sort of taking away their stress reduction. Or you know what they should do, maybe? You buy the disease packs, that's a discounted pack, right? Because, you know, you're trying to quit. I mean, they're kind of getting you on both sides. You have to pay a bunch of money and learn a lesson. I don't like that at all. That's like school or something. That's terrible. I don't know if I mentioned, I had a sty on my eye this morning. You guys ever had these? It's like just this little white dot that's on the rim of your eyelid, you know, and as you blink, it sort of scrapes up and down against your eye. I don't really know how this happens. It always happens to me in the night. I wake up, and it's happened enough that now I know when it's there. It's very unpleasant. And it's super annoying. And I've just I actually lance it with a needle. It's kind of like a little tiny pimple or something, a hard little pimple. And I just stab it with a needle. So it's tough because you're stabbing yourself in the eye with a needle. Not the eyeball, but the eyelid. But it's very close to your eye. I guarantee you that, you know, an eye doctor would shit if they saw me doing that myself. You know, they probably would be like, just leave it alone, it'll go away. Which I'm like, yeah, I'm not waiting 3 days for that. Especially now that I know I can do it. I mean, I don't know, I'm kind of a DIY guy when it comes to medicine, I think, though. Did that myself. So far, twice, these braces, I've clipped off the ends with wire cutters because they left them too long for my liking. And, you know, I was a little worried. The first time I did it, I was a little worried that maybe it was that long for a reason. Or maybe I'd go in there and they'd be like, oh, huh. Seems that somebody may have undone some of our important works here. But nothing. They didn't say shit. Second time, same deal. They didn't say nothing. So I don't know. Fuck them. It seems like they don't really care. They're not worried about it, so I'm not going to worry about it. If I'm getting stabbed, I'm clipping the fucking thing. reasonable. I don't think it's unreasonable. If I have a sty in my eye, I'm stabbing that too. Everything's a clip or a stab or any of those kind of procedures I could do myself, you know? Or I don't know why. Can't I do my own tetanus shots? How dangerous is that? I don't know why I have to go into a place and have some, you know, and they're always like, when was your last tetanus shot? And I'm like, oh, well, let me, I've got my accordion file of medical records with me where I keep really good track of all of these sorts of things. No, I don't fucking know. I have no idea. It could have been years ago, could have been more years ago than that. I have no idea how long my last tetanus shot happened ago. Nobody knows these things. It's all a mystery. We don't keep good medical care of ourselves. That's why we have to come to you to get medical cared. All right, well, you know, I hope all you doctors out there took something away from that. I'm at work, so I will talk to you guys later. Wish me luck. Two more days. Thursday night. Made it through Thursday. Very exciting day today. Thursday night is kind of awesome, kind of terrible. Because Thursday night, so I finish up at 9 and then return here at 8 tomorrow morning. It's been this way for a couple years. So it's kind of, I don't know, I mean, it's like you don't get to be a person on Thursday night because you get off. And you go home, and you basically it's a countdown, because, you know, right now I have to be back in 10 hours and change. So, you know, if I basically stayed up for an hour, then went home, went to bed for 8 hours, then I'd have just enough time to get up and go back, which is terrible, you know, according to my calculations anyway. So kind of what I decided to do at some point is Thursday night is usually long run night. So I just go for a nice long jog, which is good, and it's good. I mean, sometimes it's tough because, you know, it's a long jog. So of course sometimes it's shitty and you feel like shit. And you don't really want to do that. But at the end I usually feel better. I feel really tired and all that stuff, which is, I think, a good thing. I don't know. You feel, it's, here's the problem. Like, right now I'm wide awake, this being 9 p.m. So normally what I would do is I'd go home right now and then stay up till 1 or 2, just doing whatever. You know, clean a bathtub halfway, then watch an episode of Louie, and then, eat some kind of a dinner of ranging quality from terrible to worse. By the time I did all this stuff, all of a sudden it's like, oh, I should have been in bed hours ago. Friday is going to be a very long day. But, you know, so this way I can kind of go home and I have a goal immediately is to get some running clothes on and just leave. And then by the time I get done, I'm usually pretty tired. So I don't really feel like doing a whole lot else. You almost just collapse, which is perfect for me. I don't know. I mean, I'm a pretty big fan of the night jogging. You know, you can, you go out and there's not a bunch of cars out, there's not a bunch of people out. I have this whole thing, too, about joggers. I have a real problem. I went out at maybe, 8:30 the other morning, and there were a ton of people out jogging. You know, and they had weird hats on and silly clothes, and there's something about, like, in the spring, everyone comes out to start jogging again, you know. And I don't know where they've been all winter. But in the spring, they're just all out and about, jogging around. And I feel like maybe they aren't doing it in the winter. And that, I hate that. Because I'm like, why wouldn't you be outside in the winter? I mean, it's cold. But you're doing the thing that's the warmest activity of all time. Plus, I mean, they've invented all kinds of clothes that work just fine. You can just be outside. I mean, there's really, I think, clothing that allows you to be outside jogging in any any weather other than, you know, if a hurricane is going to blow a stick right through your eye, I think you'd be fine. So I feel like they're kind of, you know, it's like running outside is my child, and then these are like the love 'em and leave 'em types. You know, they come, fair weather friends, and then the weather turns shitty and they're like, ah, I'm out of here. Forget it. So I don't like that. I don't know why. I mean, I guess I don't have an exclusive ownership of anything. But, I don't know. It's just nice to be outside in the nighttime in the winter, too. That's actually the best time. Because it's very quiet and pleasant. There aren't 100 people out doing, like in the summer, everybody's just out doing nothing. You know, screwing around. I don't know what they're doing. But in the winter, people go home and then they're like, well, if I'm going to leave my house, I better have some kind of a reason, right? I can't just be leaving my home and then coming back and doing all that nonsense. I just gotta, should I stay or should I go? I pick an answer to that question and stick to that answer. So that's, you know, so Thursday nights sort of became good because it's, despite the fact that it's a short night in a way, it's a, you know, it stretches out. That's another thing, I think, you know, if you're jogging, hour of jogging seems pretty long, you know, compared to an hour of watching a television show, watching Gordon Ramsay yell at somebody. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it makes you, it gives you time, like, what's really awesome about it is it gives you a little time to just sort of be by yourself. Like, in my job, I have to work with people and for people a lot. So you have to really be paying attention to people all the time, and what do they need, and is that need being fulfilled, and whatever. And then you go out jogging, and you're just out there on the sidewalk. No one's going to ask you anything or require anything of you. You're just kind of some guy out there on the sidewalk, being on the sidewalk. Oh man, there's a huge shithead on a motorcycle. This crotch rocket here. He's got a Superman hat on. That's pretty awesome. He's got like one of those super graphic design Superman things. It's like a cross between a tap out shirt and a Superman hat. And he seemed to be wearing sunglasses at night so that no one could see his eyes. All right. Well, I'm about home here. Tomorrow's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. So I'll be getting down. Don't even worry. Getting real down tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ah. I have to wear sunglasses in these mornings. Too sunny. It's too sunny. I will definitely pass. Guys, it's Friday. Friday. You gotta get down on Friday. That song. You know what my favorite part of that song is? You know, she's like, gotta get down on Friday, and then there's a part where she just goes, fun, fun, fun. Sounds very robotic and strange. You know, it's very much like what a robot would do to be like, how are you gonna pump up this party, robot? And it would just put its arms at a 90 degree angle and pump them and say, fun, fun, fun. You know, thinking that's how fun is generated. But I don't think a robot could, you know, power the party that way. I don't know. Doesn't seem too likely. There's a new crossing guard out by here. Just walking away from, I don't know where she's going. Just taking a little walk here. I never liked the crossing guard from near my school. Luckily, I didn't have to cross the street unless I was going to a friend's house or something. It's just this, like, weird old man. And his chair, he made his own chair out of jeans. You know, he had like a camping type of chair, but the back and stuff was made out of old jeans, which seemed very unappealing to me. mean, that's not... Oh, do you want to sit on a pile of old jeans? No. Not really, no. I mean, that's not... That's not a chair to me. That's just... jeans. I mean, that's laundry. Do you want to just sit in an old pile of laundry? Not especially. Not terribly. You know what I mean? I saw this, So I have, my lunch with me in a nice Tupperware. So at my work, you know, we have a kitchen, which works should not have, because it's just a problem, but every once in a while, you know, your month will come up, it's your month to take care of the kitchen, because, God forbid, people just take care of their own shit. And, you know, part of that is you have to send out a thing and be like, I'm going to clean out the fridge. You know, so if you got something in the fridge, you better label it or it's going. And there'll always be a Tupperware in there with, you know, 1/15th of a meal remaining that for some reason someone stuck back in the fridge, but, you know, obviously was not going to take home. You're not going to eat it. I mean, if it's half of something and you're in love with it and it didn't have to be heated up, then by all means. But, you know, everyone's just leaving them in there. And then there's, like, just rotted food in there. And you know what the worst part is? This is the big mistake that the cleaner-uppers make. I mean, they have a tough job. But sometimes when it's someone's month to clean up, rather than throw out the whole Tupperware with the stuff inside, you know, they open up the Tupperware and wash it out and whatever, which I don't think you should do. I think you should just throw it away because I think it needs to be contained in that Tupperware, and no one claimed the Tupperware. It's just gotta go. But I mean, that's outside of my recommendation anyway. My recommendation, if you have a kitchen at your work to keep it clean, is just to fill it with cement and let no one use it. Maybe a microwave, maybe a sink. But if you have, like, a full stove and all that stuff, an oven, what are you doing with an oven, you know? You don't need that. You don't need to be, I mean, are you baking things? Are you making full dishes of food? Casseroles? No. You're at work. Go to work. Just do work stuff at work. I have to go to, a barbecue on Saturday. And I'm supposed to bring something, you know. And it looks like maybe I'll be bringing pinwheels. You guys heard of pinwheels? It's like where you take tortillas and you roll them into a spiral with stuff inside. So someone was like, oh, you should bring these. People love these. And I was like, really? Because I always see them at parties. I've never had one, actually. But I think it's because I don't know what it is. You know, I see that, and I'm like, well, it's clearly a tortilla with stuff in it. But what is the stuff? I don't know what the stuff is. Makes me very nervous. You know what else is, like, a Friday thing? Drive to work. All the construction and, like, there's, you know, tree trimmer guys out today who just... Wow, I could see their handiwork. They just massacred a tree in half, sort of, because there are power lines. That's a really nice look. Really brings up the quality of the area. what I like on Friday, though, is all these types are very industrious on Friday morning. I think that they all get off early on Friday if they really get to work. You know, like, there's normally... I'm watching these tree trimmer guys and a cherry picker and stuff, and it's like... Normally there'd be three guys on the ground sort of supervising, and one guy up there doing almost nothing. Ooh, this tree is basically split in half. Wow, that's awful. But, you know, today they're all throwing ropes around and sharpening saws and doing lumberjack stuff. There's one guy even just dressed like a traditional lumberjack, Dan Connor from Roseanne. I don't know. Friday morning is just like, let's get it done so we can go home time. Which I sort of, sometimes I envy that, because it's like, it doesn't really matter how much I do in the first 4 hours. I still have to come back for the next 4 hours as well. I went home during my lunch break yesterday and did some cleaning at my apartment. That's how desperate the situation has gotten. You know it's bad when you're thinking, I should probably go home, and that's going to take like 15 minutes, and then clean for about 15 minutes, and then come back. I mean, it's bad enough that I feel like that 15 minutes is going to make a difference. That's going to really, you know, before it was shit, but now it's going to be fine. Everything's going to work out. Milhouse. Just if I can get in that 15, you know, people will not think bad of me. Alright. Well, here I am, Friday morning, at work. My workplace. I'll talk to you this afternoon. We're almost there, man. End of the week. There we go. It's Friday afternoon. It's when the world comes to life, I guess. You make those tough decisions. What am I going to do with my weekend? I'm just actually coming back here. So it's really not that special, and this is all kind of a lie, right? Would have been cooler if I could be like, hey, this is the end of my week too. We're all ending the week together. But we can't. We can't all be super winners. You know, some of us are super losers. Super, super fucking losers. But it's cool, man. You know. Whatever. There's a police car here. I have a brake light that's out, I've been informed. And I have not replaced it, because that's one of those things that, you know, who wants to do that? I mean, there's a certain scale to errands, right, that are good. You know, the first step to these sorts of things is, like, I make a to-do list, right? That part I like, because, you know, you sit there, you make a list, and you're like, ah, now I've got these, you know, squared off into a nice grid. Nothing on this list looks daunting, you know, because instead of saying, clean apartment, I'm like, I'm gonna just break this down into 10 tiny jobs, you know? Clean the bathtub, clean the floors of the bathroom, and you break it down in such a way, too, where you're like, this is going to save me so much time, because who knows how I would have done it before. Now I know, I'm going to clean the bathtub last, you know, because I'm going to clean the kitchen floor, and then I got to dump that dirty water somewhere. I'll dump it in the bathtub. So now this is all in a nice order. But, you know, you make the to-do list, and then the list becomes your job. You don't do anything but the list. You do the list, and unfortunately, I feel like you've accomplished so much that you don't really need to do anything else. Because you're like, I made that list, so I'm pretty much done cleaning for today. That's enough for today. And, you know, on the list are different sorts of things. I mean, the cleaning stuff is horrible, but you can get a momentum going with that shit. Especially because if you do one little thing, then it seems much easier to do a couple other things. It's getting the momentum, and then knowing you have some free time, and also, just because cleaning for me, I mean, I do enough of it and use the worst chemicals possible, because they're so effective, and also I'm a sweaty man. So once I clean, I also need time to clean myself. So that's kind of unfortunate. You know, that means that I need to build in a little extra contingency time to any sort of cleaning activity. So, I mean, that's not so bad. Or, like, anything that involves, let's go to Target or the hardware store. You're like, ah, I could do that. I can fit that in a lunch break or something. And I don't really mind walking around a Target. I mean, maybe I have to get, you know, some whatever that crap is that goes on the floor. I always want to call it Old English, but I think that's a booze. I think that's fortified something. Malt liquor. Anyway, those are high on the list. That's easy to do, but certain ones fall by the wayside. For example, buying gasoline for me is for some reason the hardest thing in the world. I hate purchasing gasoline. It seems like the biggest waste of fucking time. You're standing there forever. Every gas station, too, they really should improve those gas pumps. Because you go there and it's like, scan some card from some fucking store. And it's like, fuck you, I don't care about... You know, everyone's like, oh my god, you gotta go to the King Supers one. You save 3 cents a gallon. And I'm like, so I save 30 cents? That's, I mean, okay. Probably I spend 30 cents worth of gas going out of my way to there, right? I mean, let's be realistic. And then, you know, so it'll be like, swipe your card. And I swipe my card and it's like, oh, that was not your card. You know, push no if you don't have a card, and you push no, and then you, it's like, push your payment option, and I push outside credit and swipe it, and then it's like, enter your PIN number or press cancel.